Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw aboard Sea Cloud Spirit. I'm here with the captain. It's Captain Hainar Ellis, who has been guiding us. This is actually the last day of the cruise, and we've had an amazing sailing. And I mean sailing. We've been sailing all this way. We're under sail right now as we look out to there. We're going to talk to the captain about this ship, how he got here, what he likes about it, and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Captain, first of all, great to see you. I mean, I haven't seen too much of you. You've been busy with the sails and everything else, but this is my first time on a real sailing ship, of a tall ship. So this has been an amazing experience. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, how long have you been captain of the Sea Cloud Spirit?
Well, I came to the Sea Cloud Spirit 2022, late August. And since then, I'm sailing continuously with one colleague. We're going back and forth. And I really enjoy the time being on board.
Yeah, so the ship was only built in 21, which is odd. You know, we were building sailing ships in this era, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we are still pretty at the beginning, I would say. She is built 2021, and we are still growing together. Like, the crew is growing with her and the other way around. That makes all this project, I mean, really interesting. I mean, we are still learning a lot from her and the other way around as well. We are improving day by day, and it's great success.
Now, what before this, where were you? Were you captaining other vessels? Where were you?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time before on the other two clouds. I mean, my officer time, I spent a lot of time there. But then I left Sea Cloud Cruises to make some other experience on different type of vessels. And first time I got captain on one of the offshore, in the offshore wind parks. So it was really interesting as well, because, I mean, in this time where I was not sailing with the clouds, I was especially focused on maneuvering. Mm-hmm. So I came to the wind parks where you're doing continuously, it's actually non-stop maneuvering time. So you're basically doing 40 maneuvers per day. And then you have different propulsion systems, starting from jets, going to IPS drive, it's a special like Volvo, similar to Azipods, propeller, two screw, two rudder, and it was quite interesting. And then I transferred to high-speed ferries, a completely different world.
That's a different world from here, yeah.
I mean, here we are having maximum speeds slightly above 10 knots. I mean, speeds about 12 knots, and there you start approaching the maneuver of 10 or 12. So I had to change my mind completely once I transferred here again. But that's the great part of working at sea. So you have a lot of opportunities. You can find the best way for yourself, and yeah, that's great.
Now, when you started the Maritime Academy, they don't teach you the sailing part of this, right? You had to learn all that, right?
Yeah, that's true. It makes sense to learn it before, yeah. The possibilities are pretty difficult. I mean, generally speaking, there's no international certificate or training, something like that. So you have to spend your efforts. I mean, I was growing up with sailing, so it doesn't matter if you're sailing on a yacht or on one of the clouds. I mean, the square riggers, they're working the same. They're just using wind for propulsion. That makes that is a big advantage, I would say, especially once the wind direction and speeds are changing. So to adapt, you can easily monitor it, and then you can simply change the courses as required. Regarding the big ships, yeah, there are training ships around in Germany as well, but it's like on voluntary base. It's not passenger ships like the small tall ships. And then you make your step into it there. And as well, I was working quite a long time as chief officer on board Sea Cloud and Sea Cloud 2.
Okay.
And I was quite lucky that all the captains, they were willing to train us. And I learned a lot from them. So, and then in the end, finally, I made the next step to get captain on one of the clouds.
So you got the newest one and the newest one in the fleet, right?
Yeah, that's true. She's the newest one and she's the biggest one as well. And yeah, it's really interesting.
And I realize, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now?
Well, I'm now still 33, but I'm getting doing the crossing 34.
Oh my God, you're so young doing this. It's amazing. And here you are captaining a ship like this.
Yeah, and it worked even this cruise. So nobody needs to worry. No, it's really good. I mean, generally speaking, of course, I'm quite young, but I'm getting so many assistants from the entire team up here. I mean, it's not a one-man show working on board of the clouds, so it's all of us, we have to work together to get a good result in the evening. And it doesn't matter if I'm failing or the dishwasher is failing in the end, the entire result is quite important. we are helping each other here quite a lot, and it works out pretty well.
It is a little more challenging, and I've seen you as you're directing the crew as they go up into the sails, and they go up into the rigging, and they're doing all this by hand, which is, we do, there are sailing ships out there in the market where it's pretty much a push a button, right, and the sails go up, but not here, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're not push button, we are really traditional rigged. They need to climb aloft to prepare the sails, they need to go aloft to furl the sails. It's really interesting.
Have you been up there?
Yeah, I mean, once you're doing the chief officer job, you're in charge for all the maintenance on the rigging. So you have to climb up on, not on daily basis, but very often, to do your inspection, to assist the riggers. And crazy are facing for problems when we are all going up together to judge and to find solutions.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, what kind of sailing ship is this? I think they call it a windjammer, right?
Yeah, it's a windjammer. So we are actually a square rigger, traditional rig, so no push button ship. And it takes a lot of effort, but it's really fun.
And then you have how many crew?
We have, I mean, in total, normally around 83 crew members, but for deck, it's only 18 plus one. I mean, 18 seamen plus the bosun. So out of this 18, we have 6 training positions, and the rest of the crew is continuously here. And they have not only the job of taking the sails and setting the sails as well, they're covering certain positions like carpenter, plumber. So it's not the only job we have to do, the sails. I mean, she's looking nice as long as she's well maintained, so she really keeps us busy every day long.
Well, I do know there's always been a position, the guy who takes care of all the sails, right? They make sure they're all good to go, right?
Yeah, that's true. We have a sailmaker as well. Just in the front, we have a big sailmaker workshop, sewing machines. It's not like once we got the sail ripped that we can send it somewhere ashore. No, we need to repair those things by ourselves. And I mean, it's all the stuff what we have up here, it's quite heavy, so it takes a while to do those things. Like, for example, sail, to once it's ripped, it takes one day to bring it down, 1 or 2 days to repair it, another one day to set it up again. I mean, it's impressive, but like on deck, the team is pretty good and they're assisting each other the same way like the hotel department or engine department. So it's a real hands-on ship for all positions, I would say, even for officers. They're assisting wherever it's needed.
So you have new appreciation for the old days, 100, 200 years ago, when people were actually doing this. This is how people got around instead of motorized, right?
Yeah, we are getting pretty close to it. Of course, we are not at the same level. Like, first of all, the navigation was slightly different. But lucky them, they had no appointment for pilots or stuff like this. So whenever there was no wind, they simply could drop the anchor and wait. Yeah. If I wait for 2-3 weeks for the right wind direction, and
we'll be on a longer cruise.
Yeah, longer cruise, and I might get some strange calls from the head office.
But you do have some power. We were down in the engine room. You have some powerful engines down there, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we are diesel electric, so we have 4 generators generating electricity, and then the electronic drives, we have to bring the ship ahead in case the wind is from the wrong direction or we need to move from one place to another one. Generally speaking, of course, we are trying to sail as much as possible. So even on... if the wind is from the wrong directions, it's possible for us by average speed to sometimes even pass the destination to sail back. It's a big advantage, and you can see it as well on the fuel consumption. The fuel consumption is getting less and less.
Everybody talks about sustainable. You're pretty sustainable here, right?
Yeah, we are in a really good way up here.
Now, you find most of the guests here, and I think you can carry up about 130-something total, or what is it? It's like 136, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's 136 passengers.
But I think we only got about 89 on this one. I forget what it is.
Yeah, about 80, exactly.
Yeah, 80. And do you find most of them are coming on board because they have this love of, they want to go on a tall ship, they want to sail like this, right?
Well, I mean, it's like great mix, I would say. I mean, it is a different way of traveling, of course. I mean, when you're getting on the normal cruise ships with just normal propulsion, then you're heading from one destination to the next, and the goal is the destination. Mm-hmm. Here it's slightly different. So here's not only the destination is the goal, the way is the same. So it's a day-by-day experience, either on the sails or either to find new places, to discover things. I mean, it's a great combination, and it's interesting all day long, from the morning until the evening. Doesn't matter if you're at sea or not.
And I think one of the things that's really a great difference in this cruise line, that you keep going around the world and you're going to different destinations all the time. You're not going from always point to point. Like you did Nassau, and we're doing Nassau round trip, but then you're heading off to Europe, and you just got back from, I think, what was it, Panama, Costa Rica. And in fact, I saw your ship. I was in Kanawan Island, and I could see the ship in the distance like about 2 weeks ago when I was there. So it's interesting about how many. Was that an appeal to you, that you could do a lot of different destinations, a lot of different ports?
Yeah, that's really interesting for us as well. I mean, we are coming around, the itinerary is not like we're doing one loop for a certain time. So we are doing the loop, I mean, we are doing like trade voyages. You start somewhere, then you end up normally on some other place. Mm-hmm. So navigation-wise, it keeps us interesting. You will see a lot of different locations. And as well, it's interesting to us to see different sea areas, to see the local winds and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it's really interesting. And I think navigation-wise, that's also why it's more challenging than doing always the same route for 1 week, doing the entire 3 months contract.
Well, you also have to figure out the winds and where the winds are going and all this, even if you do have the power that you can go by engine, but you really want to get under sail, which that's what people want. So they want to see the sailing and you want to be able to get to your destination, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, monitoring the weather forecast is one of my main jobs up here. I mean, to keep always, to find good positions, to keep the sails as long as possible, to, if permitted, to sail through the night, whatever is possible. And yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, you're seeing a lot of local effects. You're seeing different trade winds. And yeah, it's really interesting. Sometimes you wish to do the same loop just to recover one for a short while, but generally speaking, it keeps you busy and it is interesting. Yeah.
So everything is new, everything is different now. We go out to about 126,000 travel agents, travel advisors who are booking cruises for their clients. What would you tell them about what really is so special about this ship compared to other cruise ships in the market today?
Well, I would say what is really interesting, I mean, even if I left for 3 years and I came back, I mean, of course, the majority of the crew is still the same. So we have great success in keeping crew on board and rotation on all the three ships. Mm-hmm. And the way how they welcome you, it's like you're getting really part of a family. And it's not like only for crew, it's for passengers as well. So that's one thing. You're working very close and we're working and living very close to each other. We have an open bridge, so that means for you, whenever you have doubts that we are going in the wrong direction, you're always welcome to come and to ask questions. Mm-hmm. As well, you can stay very close to the engineers. The engine is not open continuously, but we're doing our engine tours. So all what you experience here, you get the background navigation advice, you will get background from our engine department. So it's great to spend also some time in between to just see how the ship works. And that's one thing. Then another thing we said already, it's not only the destination you go, it's as well the way how to get there. It's really interesting to see the time at sea, to see the sails. Yeah, that is. I would say it's really unique.
I found it totally unique. It's something I've wanted to do for quite some time, especially on Sea Cloud. There were others in the market that I'm sure are fine, and I have not been on them. I have been on some high-tech sails, like, you know, Windstar, which does a good job, but it's not the same kind of experience as being under sail with a three-masted windjammer like this one. So it's been really an amazing experience, and we've done a lot of sailing. I mean, I got to tell you, you got people up in the rigging quite a lot this whole trip, right?
Yeah, I mean, we stayed a little bit longer than normal at anchor, but it was the itinerary. It's not like we had to stop somewhere. And other than that, during the entire daytime from sunrise until sunset, we were always under sails. We just used the engines during the night to reposition the ship. And I mean, that was really a great success, this cruise, I would say.
Well, Captain, it's been wonderful to meet you. Thank you for taking us in the right direction. And now, as we're headed back to Nassau, and someday I hope to get back, maybe sail a little bit in the Mediterranean, because that's got to be even different for you as well, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, every cruise is different. That's why it's so interesting for us as well to stay here continuously. Well, yeah, and hopefully we will manage all the way up to Nassau during the night.
Oh, well, we're doing this now. We still have other ways to go. We could still end up somewhere else, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. From my side, it's fine.
And then we come in. It's really weird because we're coming into Nassau, which, of course, is one of the most popular cruise ports in the world. And you're coming in between these massive, you know, ships, and they're wonderful. I've been on all of them, and many of them, and they have great facilities. But this is a very different type of cruising.
Yeah, that's true. It's different. I mean, especially tomorrow when we're going back to Nassau, schedule. I think they're actually saying there's 7 ships scheduled, but it's like 6.5, I would say, because 6 big ships plus us.
You're the half.
Exactly. Our capacity is more or less 1 lifeboat from them, so I wouldn't say that 7 is 6.5.
But I got to tell you, when I was on those big ships and I was in the ports like that and I saw a ship like this, I said, wow, I want to try that. And that's what you're kind of special. I mean, people are going to look at that. Oh, my God, that looks so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, the competition we will win tomorrow doesn't matter even if you're counting only half.
That's it. Well, listen, Captain, thank you again. It's been a wonderful cruise. Hope to cruise with you again someday. And I hope you guys can book this wonderful product here. And you can go to seacloudcruises.com if you want to find out more. And then come on and cruise with the captain here. And hopefully he'll get you to the right place.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.